When I first came to Cornell, I really wanted to get involved in a hands-on educational experience, so I joined the Solar Decathlon team.
Following Cornell's 2009 entry into the Solar Decathlon competition dubbed the Silo House, we reevaluated our team and restructured into what is now Cornell University Sustainable Design.
We really wanted to encompass the ecology and the environment, education, economy, and society. We wanted to really take a broad view of sustainability and incorporate all those aspects into each project that we take on.
After developing a mission statement for what we hoped the new CUSD would be able to accomplish, we put together several proposals, and a team of about 10 of us worked for 8 months to develop extensive research documentation on potential projects, precedents from other universities, to get a better idea of how we could use the knowledge that we had gained over the last 6 years in our participation in Solar Decathlon and apply it to a much broader scope.
I think one of the really cool things about CUSD is that it really allows students to take into consideration what they really want to look into, their own sort of academic pursuits, and really delve deeply into their own research at an undergraduate level, which is pretty unusual.
One of the things that's been most important to me is that as an organization, the various projects we pursue allow dozens and dozens of students to get involved in this experiential work and really benefit from it in a way that you just don't get from ordinary classroom learning.
In each of our projects, we incorporate an aspect for community outreach and educational outreach in whichever area of the world we're working in, whether it be Ithaca, New York City, or even South Africa, like in the Schoolhouse South Africa project.
While in South Africa, we spoke with community members, students from the community, as well as college students who are our age. We also went to churches because we knew that church plays a significant role in the community.
To me, it's actually one of the most rewarding aspects because we get all these students coming in and visiting the site or visiting the project, spending time with us. We get to work with them one-on-one. But in another way, they're really inspired by what we as Cornell students can do and can bring to the table in terms of an educational program. And they really respect that, and then they want to emulate it in whatever capacity they can.
One of the things that I really find inspiring about this project is the fact that the students who are involved with this, they don't just want to do a one-time deal, something that will make them feel good or feel great. They want something that will really extend beyond this experience to help others to achieve even greater things beyond what they have done here.
A couple of semesters ago, we started integrating outreach aspects into our projects to more broadly fulfill our mission.
This past year, we've been working with the Brooklyn Children's Museum, and it's great to be able to teach sustainability to students who are so young, sometimes as young as 3 years old, in such an urban setting. We've had the opportunity to teach students about composting and help them create their own vertical gardens, bringing green back into their homes.